That's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, this morning. Another gorgeous day. Gorgeous out there. And you're going to want to get out there to the links of Stony Point and see all the great events that are happening. And I have the person that is actually responsible for having a speed date at one of these tourist events that helps bring industry and businesses to Greenwood, the person that's responsible for this happening right here, the Symetra Tour. Lindsay Burns, how are you doing today?
Hi, Anne. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm excellent. You know, I think people probably go, a speed date? What are you talking about? But why don't you just tell us real quick, for those that don't know, maybe tuning in for the first time, how this all came together that we have the Symetra Tour right here in Greenwood this week.
Yes, it's a very interesting situation. I attended a trade show last April, and it's sort of set up like speed dating, where you have quick 6 to 7 minute appointments with different event planners in the sports industry. And I was lucky enough to get an appointment with the LPGA Symetra Tour. So that's where I made the initial contact, and we hit it off, and they were very interested in Greenwood. And from there, the Medfords and the pro out at Stony Point, Kevin Whitehead, met with them, and everything just sort of fell into place. So it was really a team effort, and I'm so excited that this week is finally here.
Absolutely. So this has got to be the event of the century, to put all this together, to bring only the only place in South Carolina where the Symetra Tour is, right?
That's correct. We are the only place in South Carolina. There are two tournaments in North Carolina, and now we've combined the three of these tournaments to form a Carolina Cup. And if one player wins all three of these tournaments, she could win $1 million. So for a qualifying tour, that is a big deal for these girls. And so we just
wish them
the best.
I think that's a big deal for anybody, isn't it, Lindsay?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly right.
So, yes, they have to win here and then go on and win in Asheville and then win in Charlotte. But that would be like the triple crown, wouldn't it?
That's correct, yes. Great opportunity.
It is, it is. I talked to several of the gals yesterday afternoon, and they are really psyched about being able to win just first prize, just on this tournament, $30,000, the biggest purse on the Symetra Tour.
So, $200,000.
Well, no, I'm talking about what the girls could win, the $30,000 first place at the tournament. Yes, now the tournament's over $200,000.
Right,
I think I heard $250,000.
Right.
But, yes, the first place in the tournament is $30,000. That's pretty awesome. The last week, what did they win? $15,000.
That's right. Yeah, this is definitely the largest purse on the whole tour by a long shot. So these girls are so excited to be here and to compete in this tournament.
Sure. And, of course, you know, then the charities are going to be the big, big winners here, too. I mean, a lot of our charities, they just ink by day in and day out. But the group of women's charities that have been selected, it's going to be like getting almost, could be, a year's financing.
Yeah, this is not going to be just a drop in the bucket for them. It's really going to help their annual operating costs. And with this tournament being under contract for the next 10 years, it could really, really take these organizations to the next level to help out the ladies of the Greenwood community and the Lakelands area.
Absolutely. I think it's about time we had a girl power event, don't you?
Yes, I agree.
That's right. But anyways, we've got one of the things we did want to talk about this morning. We wanted to talk about how you can get to the tournament. Now, the buses are running Thursday through Sunday. Am I correct on that?
Yes, that's correct. Thursday through Sunday, 7 o'clock a.m. till about 6 o'clock p.m. There are three parking areas, one being the Civic Center, mm-hmm. secondly, the Burton Center, and then Mount Zion Baptist Church on Highway 246. These are the three free parking areas, and free shuttles will be running back and forth. We hope that no one will wait any longer than 15 minutes to catch a shuttle out to the course. So we've got it pretty much down to a science and done the best estimations we could. So we hope that no one will wait that long for a shuttle.
Have we done any time studies on this, Lindsay?
Yes, we have. A lot of homework has been done for this part of it.
Yeah, I bet just coordinating how many buses that you need and, you know, all the logistics. Nobody really, everybody, when they're standing there ready to go, they don't appreciate all the backside work that goes into it, do
they?
That's right.
And we want it to be a pleasant experience for everyone. We want everyone to leave the course thinking what an excellent event they just attended. So we're trying our best to make it convenient for everyone.
Sure. And then, you know, it's only, I can't believe that they came up with just the fee that they have to go to. Now, it's free for the shuttle. All you're paying is $5 to be able to go out and view the tournament.
That's correct. When you step off the shuttle, there's a ticket tent, and it's $5 per day, or you can get a four-day pass for Thursday through Sunday for only $15. So it's very, very reasonable, a great thing, a great activity to bring the whole family out and enjoy. We definitely wanted to keep costs down for the public so they can come out and really enjoy all the activities.
Sure. And, you know, what is it, 12 and under, don't they get in for free?
Yes, they do. That's right. So children would really enjoy it. We've got a few of the South Carolina Festival of Flowers topiaries featured out at the golf course, which you saw yesterday. Those are always a crowd pleaser for the children and adults too. So
absolutely,
lots for everyone to see and do.
So, and for those coming from out of town, I would think being able to see these, what is it, five or six topiaries that are out there, is really going to pique their interest to come back to the Festival of Flowers.
Yes, that is our hope for sure. We're so happy that we were able to get them ready in time to go out to the course and be featured. And yes, we do hope our visitors just stop and inquire about them, and we hope that they'll come back in June for the Festival of Flowers and all the events surrounding it.
Yeah. You know, it's really amazing. We're kicking it off with this big event, then you follow it up with the Festival of Flowers, and then you follow it up with the Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise. Wow.
That's right. Yes, it is going to be a busy few months, but that's always an exciting time for us, and I love the hot weather, and I love all the flowers blooming and being outside, so I'm looking forward to all of these events.
Absolutely. Now, but, you know, I know that a lot of things are going on out there at the links of Stony Point, but you also have some events in Uptown Greenwood this week.
Yes, that is correct. We are having an Uptown Live concert uptown at the County Bank Plaza. This is part of the regular Uptown Live concert series. This week, they will be featuring Jesse D, who I've heard is a really talented young artist. And so we hope that all of our visitors that are here for the tournament will come out and enjoy the concert and enjoy all of the unique restaurants in Uptown Greenwood. And then on Friday evening, we are going to be playing pub golf, which is sort of an interesting concept, but it's basically like a wine walk, but with beer. So all of the Uptown restaurants will be featured and giving out samples of unique beers. And the cost for that is only $20 per ticket in advance and $25 the day of.
Where do you get the where can you get your ticket?
Tickets are being sold at the Art Center and at Flynn's on Maxwell.
Okay. So $20 in advance. And then 25, the day of the event. And what time does it start, and where does it start?
That event starts at 5:30 on Friday evening, and check-in will be at the Arts Center, and there you will receive a wristband, a pub golf map, and a tasting glass. And then there are 9 locations throughout Uptown, so you can walk around and sample beer, and each location will have an appetizer to go along with that. So it'll be a really unique event.
Well, after spending a day out on the golf course, that will be a welcome relief and will really kick off the rest of the weekend, won't it, Lindsay?
Yes, it will be great.
Absolutely. So you just got to be part of this. You got to get involved. And, of course, there are programs. And where can somebody get a program? Do you know?
They are going to be out at the course right at the ticket gate. They're free. I know some of the restaurants around town have a few of them on hand.
Okay.
But definitely out at the course, once you walk into the gate, they'll be handing them out.
Yeah, I actually have one sitting here. One of the things that I think is neat, they left one page blank for autographs.
Yes,
that,
I saw that
great?
Last night.
Yeah. And, of course, they have the top, I think, the Symetra Tour top 10. I actually got to speak to Jenny Lee yesterday out at the children's golf clinic that they had.
Oh, great.
Yeah, yeah. So a great person and really enthused about what she was doing. So it is the tournament where you get to up close and get to talk to people, and everybody should get out there and have a good time. You don't want to miss this event because, you know, this is the beginning of a once-in-a-lifetime event, not only for these gals, but for us right here in Greenwood.
That's right. We hope everyone will come out, support, and enjoy this event.
You are so good to have snagged that opportunity, Lindsay Burns.
Well, thank you. Like I said, it was definitely a team effort, so I'm so glad that all of our great plans are coming together, and we're hoping for a great week.
Yeah, and you know, when you look at it, Lindsay, really, it's been a pretty short time to put this all together, considering that it was really announced, in October, and then just moving fast forward to get all this done. That's a lot of work to put together and have such a great outcome with at least $250,000 purses for this whole thing, and our charities and the community. It's a win-win situation.
Yes, you're exactly right, Ann.
So Lindsay Burns, down there working hard, trying to bring other events here. You got anything else you can share with us at this time?
Yeah, we're working on a soccer tournament called Kick It 3v3.
Okay.
It's a 3-on-3 soccer tournament for youth, and Kick It is all over the nation, and we are going to be hosting one of their events the weekend of June 7th at the Jeff May Complex.
Oh, wow. So that's a good one here.
Yeah, we're very excited to have them.
That's really after this event and really before the Festival of Flowers gets kicked off, right?
Yes, we just don't want to sleep, really.
All right, well, Lindsay, anything else you can share with us here today?
That's it. We just hope that everyone will come out and enjoy everything going on at the links at Stony Point. And if you see one of the Symetra Tour players, just thank them and welcome them, and we look forward to having them again in the future.
Absolutely. Well, Lindsay Burns, have a great day. I hope I see you out there, and maybe we can hook up and do a little more talking.
Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you, Ann.
All right. Bye-bye, Lindsay.
Bye.
All right. Lindsay Burns from down there at the tourism, doing a good job out there. She is actually, she's a great speed dater, I understand. She goes to these trade shows and talks about Greenwood and is helping bring more and more events right here to Greenwood.